Jose Sharks could become the first pro team to be greatly impacted by the coronavirus. That's your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Tuesday. It's March 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Santa Clara County yesterday implemented a mandatory ban on all large gatherings in hopes of containing the spread of the coronavirus. That means it will impact events with more than 1,000 people. Upcoming events that this could impact are three games at the SAP Center of the San Jose Sharks and two of the AHL Barracudas. It's unclear as of now whether the Sharks will play their games as scheduled to an empty arena or relocate and play the game somewhere else. This comes around last night around 7 o'clock in an unprecedented statement that I can't recall ever seeing. The NBA, NHL, MLB, and MLS announced they are closing access to locker rooms and clubhouses to all non-essential personnel. That will begin today. Major League Baseball held a call with Rob Manfred and owners yesterday. The NBA is scheduled an ownership call with Adam Silver on Wednesday, so look for things to come out of that. Meanwhile, the conference tournaments are going on as scheduled. ACC, Big East, SEC, all the ones that we have heard are continuing to be played on schedule this week. In Italy, of course, the big news broke last night when the Italian Prime Minister announced Monday evening that all sporting competitions, including Serie A, will be suspended until April 3rd because of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, in France, all Liga 1 matches will be played behind closed doors or with a maximum attendance of 1,000 people until April 15th. More on the business side, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee canceled their pre-Tokyo Games media summit. It was set to start Sunday in Los Angeles. The four-day summit has been going on since 1998, and it's used to promote the athletes and the storylines around the games, but that has been canceled. Continue to follow sportsbusinessdaily.com. We've got all the updates on the coronavirus impact in sports. We also have our daily podcast, SBJ Unpacks, which drills deeper into the issues around the coronavirus's impact on sports. Let's shift to the NFLPA, a very big day in football. The NFL's 32 player reps today are expected to elect a new president. Current president Eric Winston has held the position for 6 years. He is prohibited from running for re-election because he was not an active NFL player last year. There are about four other players who are vying for the position. Meanwhile, one of them, Russell Okung from the Chargers, he yesterday filed an unfair labor practice charge with the NLRB against the NFLPA staff, accusing the staff of negotiating the collective bargaining agreement in bad faith and strongly suggesting that they are forcing the players vote for its passage. This is an incredibly interesting development coming out of the NFLPA meetings. Meanwhile, NFLPA player reps yesterday voted down a resolution that would have allowed players who have already voted on the proposed CBA to change their votes. So there's a lot at play here. There's an election for a new president. Okung is basically challenging the leadership and saying they are trying to ramrod this CBA through. Meanwhile, there's obviously some points of view where people who have voted already are getting pressure to change their vote. So keep your eye on what is going on in Miami today around the NFLPA meetings. And finally, a congratulations to the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan. They deserved their victory lap yesterday. Of course, it was a tough day for Jay Monahan to tout a new media rights deal in the wake of the markets crashing like they did yesterday. But Monahan starts a big week in Florida with the Players Championship. That's always really the big start of the golf season. It is a major industry event. I went last year and was impressed just how many industry heavyweights go to the Players. So Monahan can use that event to tout their new 9-year deals with CBS, NBC, Golf Channel, and ESPN that will bring in about 70% more revenue each year than the current agreements. PGA Tour will bring in more than $700 million per year with these deals that will run from 2022 to 2030. And of course, in a big year for media rights, the PGA Tour strikes first. So congratulations to Jay Monahan and his staff. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Tuesday. It's March 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a good day.